Christ is risen. Alleluia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we unpack the Alleluias that we had figuratively and our children literally packed away during the season of Lent. We use Lent as a season of reflection, a season to remember the cross of Jesus and our participation in the body of Christ. During Lent, we remember Jesus' descent, his suffering, his crucifixion. And today, we proclaim with Christians all over the world that Christ is risen. If you listened closely to the gospel reading, the women who went to the tomb proclaimed that good news to the disciples. And our English gospel reading said to the disciples, this seemed an idle tale. That's cleaned up a little bit, and I won't say it from the pulpit, but seemed an idle tale was more like, starts with the same letters as Bible study. They didn't believe him. You're crazy. We saw Jesus die. How can he be risen from the dead? And you know what? On this Easter Sunday, we don't have to explain how. We just exclaim that he did. Now the women all went to the tomb expecting to be anointing, packing with spices, the body of their teacher and friend. They were preparing for him a more proper burial than he'd received Friday night. They came expecting death. And I wonder sometimes for us who are believers, do we still cling closely to our spices? Going around life expecting not to see the risen Christ? Christ is risen, that changes everything. But something deep down inside of us says, baloney, I need to be in charge. Christ is risen. The last enemy that he destroyed was death itself. And yet built into all of us, I think, is something that says, we still have to conquer that. How many millions, billions of dollars are spent trying to sustain life after it's already been determined can't be sustained? Many of you have watched loved ones go through agonizing days and weeks and months in life-preserving hospital beds. But do we we live as if death has been defeated? Can we live as if death has been defeated? Of course we can. We are people who have heard the message. We heard this message during Lent 3 times. In 3 of the Gospels, Jesus predicted that he would suffer. He would be crucified. He would rise again. This is the word the women heard at the empty tomb. They heard 2 messengers say, "Don't you remember when Jesus taught you? He would suffer. He would die. But he would rise again." And I think it's that third day that we have trouble with. We don't quite know what to do with Easter, because we're still weighted down with the spices. I'm carrying 100 pounds of spices for burial. What do we do if we set down those spices and live for Jesus? This is the Queen of all days. If you've been around the church for these last few days, you've seen the preparations, you've heard the preparations. Our women come and organize flowers, tulips and lilies to proclaim the good news. There's a frenzy of cleaning, a frenzy of cooking, a frenzy of music making. By the way, this Sunday is the first time this organ gets to proclaim the resurrection. Sometimes people stay away from church when it's not this wonderful, glorious festival Sunday. I get that. But we, because of today, we are Easter people. And we too are witnesses of the resurrection. Just like the women at the tomb who came back and said, "We have seen the risen Lord." You too are witnesses. Not just me from the pulpit with my mic that goes in and out. But you are witnesses of the resurrection. Have you thought about that? You are no less important than the women at that empty tomb. Now, I'm guessing most of you haven't seen angelic visions, and that's okay. And some of you might even be sitting there thinking, this is an idle tale. Wink, wink, idle tale. But you are witnesses. Where have you encountered the risen Christ? I believe somehow you have. Pull it up from your heart. Where have you encountered the risen Christ? Make your eyes open if you think you haven't, and you will see it all around you. When 2 people hold hands, a couple that's been married over 60 years, and they still like each other, the birth of a new baby. Shoot, I mean, we have a robin every spring that lays 4 little eggs over the light on our back porch. Is that the risen Christ? I don't know, but it's new life in springtime. And I think it's actually shouting life in the midst of death, because we have three dogs that continuously go in and out the doggy door right under that light. Think about that. The robin planted new life just above the jaws of death. That's Easter. Where do you see the risen Christ? If you see it, tell it. You see, our world is full of bad news. Most of you have smartphones. If you pull up your smartphone right now, you can tell somebody something bad. But have you told anybody the good news? Jesus conquered death. We don't have to fear it. And Jesus walks among us and with us every step of our lives. There is nothing to fear. But there are people who haven't heard that. And that's on us. I've talked to a lot of people about, what are you going to do the rest of Easter after you leave church? Sometimes it's meals with family, maybe lawn work, maybe gardening. I know two of us have naps in mind. What if we all found a way to share the good news? The good news. You've been named and claimed by the living God. Jesus Christ, whom death could not conquer, who in fact conquered death. Is there any other news story you're following that's got one up on that? No. You are people of the resurrection. We deck the church out on Easter Sunday. We hope you all will come. But what happens tomorrow is just as important. You have the best of the good news in you. Jesus Christ, who was crucified and died for us, forgave those who nailed him to the cross, who after the resurrection made sure that the women went and found Peter because he had denied Jesus. He had failed Jesus. He didn't want to, but he did. And Jesus at the resurrection made sure that Peter was among the first to get the good news. Jesus, who on the night he was betrayed, washed his disciples' feet. Because he wanted to show them that servanthood is the most powerful, powerful thing we've got. Servanthood and love. The world's not going to tell you that. That's why we're here together. Because the world tells you that servanthood and love, well, those are an idle tale. They're not. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.